up, bitch? Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Pop Giorgio, joined today by Allison Frank.
Wow. Yeah,
you like
me.
That?
That's super.
Very professional.
Mm-hmm.
Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there for two episodes a week, except for this week, because I got lazy. We'll get to the reasons why in a minute. If you do the iTunes thing, if you get into podcasts at all and do subscriptions, please go to inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. It's the best way to get the show. It gets our numbers up. We'll never get noticed.
No, we will.
I'm coming to terms with that fact. I'm doing this for the same stagnant audience I've done it for
that's not nice. You have a lot of
six and a half years. I have one or two. One guy hit me up on Facebook a couple weeks ago. That was nice.
Oh, what did he say?
He said it was a great show. He listened on Reddit Radio.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was. It was nice to see that one of the thousand things I've syndicated the show to got me one listener. Seemed like a nice enough guy, though, so what do I care?
Yeah.
Also, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. If you use the Stitcher app, it is a mobile device thing that just streams podcast episodes.
Yeah.
It's big, though. I think it's second only to iTunes, so we're there as well. And boy, again, raking in those numbers.
Wow.
We're in a whopping 205 playlists. I mean, that's not horrible. It's
on Stitcher, but Stitcher's new, right?
I mean,
for you.
I am doing something. I'm trying to be proactive with Stitcher for the first time. I was on it for like 4 years and did nothing.
Oh, I got you.
And we were on 64 playlists, and that never changed.
Well, that's good. At least it didn't go down.
That's true, yeah. We never dwindled. Those that subscribed, I think, actually probably just deleted the Stitcher app.
Maybe.
And we were stuck in a playlist going nowhere.
Well,
I guess it gets listens. It has something like 31,000 lifetime downloads, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, over kajillion years. Over years since the dinosaurs went extinct. I guess that's not a good average of downloads per day, but
I gotcha.
I'll take it. I'm in the downs, the dumps.
Oh,
the down
are.
In the dumps.
Are
a little
you?
Bit.
Oh. I'm
trying to get out of it. We were busy. I was busy.
Correct.
The reason we didn't get a show out on Monday. But I was also tweaking with the mood enhancer.
Yeah.
I had been on the past like 2 years.
What is the mood enhancer?
I don't know if you are familiar with it. It was something I was seeing a counselor a couple years ago, mm-hmm. which I don't know if that sounds crazier than a shrink or not as crazy. They're the ones that like have to go and take two community college classes. And then they're like, cool, I can sit in a chair and advise people now.
Yeah.
And they really have no power to prescribe any sort of medicine or even dole out more than just folksy advice.
Yeah.
They can do nothing when you really get down to it.
It's like talking to an old country man on his front porch.
Yeah, while he's like whittling a little toy boat.
That's
well,
right.
My knee aches, so you should kiss that gal square on the lips.
Oh, my. So what is it?
It's called Same E.
Yeah. And what is
chemical,
it?
It's a chemical. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't,
but you're just popping it.
Yeah, because they sell it at Costco. And I'm like, really, how psychotropic can this be?
Yeah,
if it's marketed, I kid you not, as a mood enhancer and joint damage fixer. Like joint quality, almost like a chondroitin. So, you know, what could go bad, right?
Plenty can go bad. You know, they sell maxi pads too, but you don't see me eating them. You know what I mean?
Hey, that would defeat its own purpose, to quote Jake LaMotta.
I don't know. You eat enough of them, it's going to stop something up somewhere.
But I had a moment of clarity because it's like I'm on the same E.
Yeah.
I've been taking that pretty much daily, recommended dose. And it's made me much happier.
Yeah.
And not just like happier, like to the point I don't hate life. People hear that and like, you're being funny. It's like, no, before I was on this crap, life sucked. And all I did was engage in compulsive behaviors to make me forget about the life around me. I just look at porn nonstop. I'd play video games for 12 hours.
Oh, that's gross.
Stuff like that. So I kind of owe the fact I'm functional to this junk. But between, I was on that. I'm on Propecia.
So they're a sponsor for this show? So we're getting money for these plugs or what?
I have never in the history of this show managed to secure a sponsor for anything. I take that back. Didn't I get the soft goat pads that like
you
scrub
did.
My...
Yep.
they're good for like sawing down your stubble, except I have a full beard. And if you rub them on your beard, bad things happen.
Yeah.
It's like shaving with a pair of tweezers.
But what is it? Is it like being kissed by an angel, like when you use it on your beanbag or what? I mean, maybe that's
more... I never even thought to put that buzzsaw down by my beanbag. Never occurred to me once. You might as well tell me to trim my pubes with a circular saw.
What's that thing that just spins with the blades and you can just walk your nuts up to it? Like a circular
saw?
Like
a mounted circular saw.
Yeah, but there's another one. Anyhow.
Bandsaw.
Yeah, maybe.
Bandsaw is the just a band blade, if I recall, that constantly rotates and you just shove wood through it.
Yeah, try it.
The bandsaw is typically why your shop teacher looks like he's giving a gang sign for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But I halved my samey dose for a couple of weeks. And boy, that was not a good idea. Because I was like,
I just think you just need to eat better. That's really what it boils. I mean, I think once you, I mean, we're taught too that, you know, once you heal a part of your body, that you just heal the whole thing. And I'm kind of preaching to myself the same way. As much as I love all of this good stuff, I love junk just as much. And I haven't been eating meat and I've been trying to cut out all of these other things. But, you know, stuff sneaks in. But when I am eating super clean, I actually feel much better. I have more energy.
Well, of course.
You have more clarity and, you know.
And the living situation. I mean, what? We're at the home studio. We're roasting at 75 degrees because for some reason, I turn my head 5 effing degrees and the mic can't pick up my voice. But it gets that goddamn AC that's 15 away, clears a bell.
Oh, my. It is warm.
So that's a
in
treat.
Here.
So I'm sitting here shirtless,
you know,
dribbling
down my
hair cleavage.
You know, it's funny, though. When we work in the studio, it's always very cold.
It's great.
It's cooler than normal.
It's the way Letterman keeps his studio.
No, and I think, I mean, you do work more efficiently that way.
Yeah.
But when you're hot and you're all bugged down and nobody's bringing you drinks, you don't hear, you know, the ebb and flow of the sea.
When it's hot.
We're just surrounded by clutter.
You go right back to being a kid in sixth grade spelling.
Yeah.
Looking outside.
And the teacher finally gets a bright idea. Maybe we'll crack a window because...
Yeah.
Because...
Watching the short bus kids who pretty much get like a 6-hour recess once May rolls around, frolicking, flying kites.
Oh, golly. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Anyway.
Yeah, I go right to bed in this sort of heat.
I would not be able to sleep like that. Absolutely not.
Let's open a window. Hold on.
That's
a
great
idea.
Pad
for a second. It is a great idea. You're right, Stu. That would be cool.
I mean, we have a great big window here, so that's a great idea. Dead radio.
Doesn't have to be dead.
Oh, my.
Oh, I forget. I live on a game reserve.
That's right. Now we hear ducks and things.
What is that, a magpie signaling to its brethren? That's picking up on the mic.
It sounds like one of those goose or duck things, a duck detractor. Like someone's out there with a kazoo.
A duck detractor?
A tractor. Like what is it?
We call it a duck call.
Yeah, but it's a duck call whistle or duck call.
That's what the Duck Dynasty people sold.
Yeah.
They walked out there and they said, "We have a legacy of selling the best duck attractors."
Whatever they are, I don't know. That's what it sounds like. Someone out there with a kazoo or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds. You know what it sounds like? Radio poison. But I'm sick of sweating, so let it keep coming out.
Well, did you take your supplement or whatever it is today? This magic, whatever it is.
My Samey? I didn't take today's dose yet, but I'm back on the full strength. I halved that crap, and within a week, I was compulsively playing video games, staying back up until 2 or 2:30 in the morning every day.
Yeah.
And getting in a good 2-hour wank again. Back to that, too.
Oh, gosh. That's crazy.
Oh, that's nice. Some baying hounds now.
This will be our monster mashup episode.
Good God.
When Swamp Things attack.
What do I live in?
In this residential neighborhood. Yeah. I don't know.
What is that hellhound baying about? And people wonder why I enjoy cats more. I have two cats sitting like goddamn Rain Man 1 and 2 at the window in complete
silence. Yeah, right
silence.
Now, until you go to sleep, and then they're just bouncing off of anything.
They shut up when I record. That's what's really important here. That baying jackal. What the?
Yeah. Well,
I'm very irritable, too, without the samey.
Yeah, maybe you should take it right now.
No, it doesn't exactly work. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I don't want to take anything. Anything that's chemicals, I don't want to take. If something's natural.
No one does, but I know what keeps my head together, too. Like, I'm not... My mom, you know, her, she's always like, well, should you be taking that? If a doctor gives it to her, she'd drink a bag of cement.
That's true.
But I'm like, oh, here's an extra B12. Don't give me that poison.
That's right. Now, B12 is actually a good pick-me-up. You should try that. It'll make you wired.
Yeah, I know. It's like nature's baby crank or whatever the hell.
It really does work. I mean, it's just not some
kind of... I
thought
B6 was really the one.
No, B12 is good. I don't know too much about B12, but...
Which is the one that gives you boners?
I don't know. I think when you look good, you feel good, and you're having a lot of energy, I think boners follow.
Well, there's a Seinfeld where George can't get his prick up, and then he's eating a bunch of papayas or something at the end for B12 or B6 or I don't know what.
Yeah, probably 6. I don't know. 12 you don't really get from plants, so... That's one of the supplements that you
If you were
to
an
take.
Asian character, you'd just be mashing shark fins into his open mouth, snorting black rhino horn powder.
Whatever works. Or, yeah.
I've never heard of a culture more obsessed with getting their rod up, and they have just the least significant rods on Earth. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe when you're packing 4, getting that extra eighth of an inch in is just... I mean, what percentage of growth does that represent? You know what I mean?
I don't know. You kind of feel 16th. Bad. You should make a lot of men feel better about whatever they've got, you know?
I know. Mine is just dying. Just dying as I pack on the pounds. Oh, I'm glad yours is still holding strong.
I said yours. Oh, my.
Mine is just like an ice floe with a polar bear in it. And there's a hole in the ozone right above it. It's just melting away slowly.
That's terrible.
And the polar bear's like, there used to be a lot more.
There used to be. Once upon a time.
I have to shut this.
Wow.
There are crows plotting to murder us.
Wow.
Are you listening to that communication?
Is it really picking up? How come it can't pick up us if we turn our head? So how?
I don't know. Because these mics hate us. That's why.
Well, go ahead and close it then.
All right, cats, fun time's over. Move your dumb head.
That is not nice. Poor little cats.
Back to roasting.
Yeah, it's pretty warm in here.
Back to Radio Dachau.
Yeah, and we're both sitting here practically nude, so.
Well, you're in a tank top with your juggies out. I'm not actually seeing your areolas. I'm just in my Henry Rollins pants, as I call them. Just a pair of shorts. That's how he would perform on stage.
Oh, is it? I don't know. Yeah, he's not handsome.
Henry Rollins?
Yeah.
Very handsome. You're crazy. His personality's off-putting, but in terms of an actual... He's what, 50?
I don't know.
For the love of God, he's still got his hair.
Wow. I mean, I guess your envy runs deep. I don't know. He doesn't do anything for me.
He could have the hairline of that yes man... Of Frank Underwood's.
Yeah.
Who is that? What's that guy's name? Not Beecher. Beecher does a bad, bad thing, but he has a great hairline.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
I don't know.
The one who's in AA. And he has the thing for Evan Rachel Wood.
I don't know. Turn
this off if you haven't heard or watched season 2. 3, 2, 1. He gets killed at the end of season 2.
Oh, that's my boyfriend. I love that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the cleaner or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. Henry Rollins could have that hairline. Any man who has a killer hairline at 50 is automatically like a 5 at worst.
I guess. I mean, I guess that's why Brad Pitt is up there. I mean, they just, that picture is going around. Did you see where they're comparing like Charlie Sheen to Brad Pitt? And they're like, they're, you know,
oh.
Brad Pitt is older.
By like what, 18 months or some crap? I mean,
I don't know, but Charlie Sheen's seen better days. I mean, he was never my thing, but I'm just saying he's.
Do you know
rough.
What Charlie Sheen did to his body?
Yeah, I mean, he's lucky to be alive.
Yes,
but I mean, when you have the means, you should do good things to it.
I mean, if anything, you look at Keith Richards versus Mick,
yeah,
and they're both what, 70 now,
yeah,
and you're like. If 40% of my blood flow can be horse, and that's the only difference, what, I got the little clubby fingers? Look up Keith Richards' fingers anytime.
Oh,
creep the hell out. But I'm like, I don't look that much worse. And I was in the gutter getting high,
yeah,
making all that great music. Screw it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't know if they've proven. Yeah, you look at Charlie Sheen. He doesn't look great, but
yeah.
Have you seen pictures of Emilio Estevez?
He's fun. He's fun enough. I mean, he's 100 too.
He looks like a big fat sloppy pile, though, if I remember correctly.
I mean, Rob Lowe looks good.
Rob Lowe looks amazing.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe looks delectable.
He just licked the microphone.
He did. I just pinched my right nipple, too. Just a blood flow thing.
I mean, 50 years old, that's a handsome man.
Well,
you know. I mean, he never really did it for me either, but he has the same, you know, boyish good looks
that
he always has.
Yeah. It's King of the Hill. It's like you hold it together long enough. It's like, I guess he wasn't bad looking.
That's right.
Because you look
I never said he was handsome. You know, that's the same thing.
You
like,
look
you
at
bust
the
my chops about George Clooney. Like, he just doesn't do it for me, you know. But, I mean, I can recognize that he's a handsome man to somebody else. I don't know.
Well, is it because George Clooney isn't sending pictures of his genitals to your phone? Is that why he's out of the running?
Probably.
I know that's a big thing for you. You're as bad as I was in the day.
No, that's not true. Women don't really like penises like that.
That's absolutely true, but you're keeping a folder of them.
I don't have a folder of them. There's
the
no
same
folder.
Way I have a folder of cat photos and videos I've taken.
You were sitting beside me when I received one, and I was like...
One?
No, it was one. Oh, that and then yesterday I received one.
Yeah, exactly.
and then
all you do lately is pull them out and you're like, look how ugly this one is.
That's not true. That one was particularly ugly. I mean, just...
You took one that looked like a dump I would drop after a Thanksgiving meal with a disproportionately small glands on top of it.
Yes.
It was very, very ugly.
It looked like it had just...
Beefy, though. See, that's the thing. It's like...
It was like a pile of dog crap wearing a tiny bowler hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Teeny tiny one.
Like, who was...
Like Jiminy Cricket's hat.
Who was that worm? You remember Scary Town?
Oh, yeah.
There was a worm that had a little hat.
Yes,
it looked like that worm if he ate everything, but he didn't gain it in the face.
That's right.
That's exactly what that dick looked like.
That's horrible. And it was Neapolitan colored, too.
That, yeah.
It was like three shades.
For a white guy, there's a drastic difference between the, I guess, what do you call that equator on a penis? I don't know. Because there's always like three different colors. There's like the slightly darker than their skin color leading up the shaft. And then there's that really dark band. And then it's light.
But his was just really pronounced. I mean, there's just no seamless flow. Yeah.
His was like the different time periods in Michael Jackson's life represented on a penis.
I mean, there's like a sunset where just one color just bleeds beautifully into the next. But this
wasn't
just...
it. This was jarring.
Yeah.
This is like I've got the cover of Off the Wall in one hand. And then that Butterfly album or whatever in the other. Off the Wall versus Bad. That's it. And you're like, what gives?
It's not good. But on the upside, he's a very handsome man. So
he is. And he's packing. Like, I'm not comparing it to a large bowel movement because it's small.
But it's because he's all balls.
It did not look like he shoved his balls into his shaft.
It kind of does.
He just looked like a meaty, fat shaft.
I don't
like,
know.
He could take his fingertip and put it under his shaft and then remove it on top of a table. And, like, when his shaft hit the table, that would make a sound. I don't have that.
I don't know.
Although, given what these mics are doing to us, I think they'd be able to pick it up. But I'd have to do it in the other room.
That's right.
Then it'd get it, bam.
We need Maria to drop some paper clips.
Feel like that old Sprint commercial where you drop a pin.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. No, I mean, dick pics are just not the thing. I mean, guys like to do that, and they'll just do it unprompted. That particular one that we're talking about, it was just unprompted. It was like, hey, how are you? How's the weather?
Yeah,
and I was like,
hey,
young
boy. Even if it's an ugly dick, there's a lot of mass there.
Like, but not where it's like reverse kind of. Like,
well, you don't want to be that freak that's got a candlestick with the tip of a microphone on it.
It's Yeah, you would rather.
You don't want to
look... I mean, you just work the mushroom.
You don't want to look like you're interviewing an athlete after its 100th arrest with the thing.
I mean, this is like a pyramid. It's like...
Yeah, like it just needs a little Illuminati eye in the middle.
Has an extraordinarily wide base and a teeny tiny top.
But again, maybe...
Now this person can never listen to the show. Do you see what I'm saying?
Why? I'm saying that he's got a shaft to die for. He just has a freakishly tiny glands.
Oh, you're giving me a stomach ache.
It's like taking a Rottweiler and chopping off its head and then putting a dachshund head on it. That's what his penis was.
Yes. I mean, like a teacup, a preemie dachshund. Like, not good. I mean, it was just so unusual. I mean,
so you're, but you wouldn't very be a fan. You wouldn't be a fan of that because that thing would gut you out, girl. Gut you out.
Now you're trying to get on his good side.
Yeah,
that's going to tear you in half.
You open a Ben and Jerry's. That's that circumference is you after a night with that fella.
Well, that's the thing. He could really get you surprised because you know. Just plain just the tip.
Oh, God, you're right.
You just can't. It just had to be one pile driver.
He can't do foreplay with just the tip.
No, he can't.
It's like a shoehorn.
Yes. I mean, that's to his advantage because if he says, hey, want to play just the tip, it might as well be just the whole darn thing. He had to skip past the tip. Oh my gosh, that's pretty bad. But he's very handsome.
I'm trying to think if I would. Who am I kidding? Yes, I'd prefer having that hog.
But I mean, it was flaccid also.
Because you could also just rush to put on the condom every time before they see your freakishly tiny little head on top of your.
Or
big
you could
meaty
just
shaft.
Maybe when he's aroused, then it's just
all the blood goes just there.
Maybe you can't even get a condom off.
It's like when you fill a water balloon and just the tip fills and the rest of it just stretches.
I don't feel good. I can't talk to this person ever again.
Why? Just because you're being open about showing his manhood to another man?
Yeah.
And calling it ugly?
I mean, that's just a lesson to you people, just if you have a beautiful one. I think a lot of guys... My friend said, I don't think that guys know the difference between a beautiful one and an ugly one.
Oh,
and
I said, a beautiful one.
And I said, I think that they do, but they just, it's like a mother's love.
Like, mine is like a Maya Angelou poem.
I have sweat on my elbows. It's so hot in here.
I know.
I think it is making us laugh happy between talking about ugly penises. Oh, gosh. I mean, yeah. That was just an odd kind of thing.
My penis is beautiful, like precious on the inside.
I mean, it's probably fine. I think a lot of guys kind of, they always want it bigger, longer.
No, mine, I just need size. But the actual junk is awesome.
It's proportionate.
It's exactly, you know what it is? It's that picture we just saw that I put up on facebook.com/papasbasement.
Uh-huh.
God. Damn, that was seamless.
Of
Jon Snow of Game of Thrones fame.
Yeah.
And he's next to Sansa and then Brienne of...
Brielle, yeah.
Brielle, yeah.
I don't know. Is that her real name? Is
Brienne of Gorilla. I don't know what house she's with. I forget.
She's with all of them, really. But, I mean, she's up in the Starks and...
And Jon Snow looks like he should be cradled in one of their arms with a breast milk mustache being rocked to sleep. That's how tiny he is by comparison.
It was...
But he's handsome as hell. That's my dick. My dick is like Tom Cruise. Like, you're like, oh, wow. It's just, it gets better with age. It's still amazing, but I met him in person, 5'2".
He needs lifts.
Yeah, exactly. I need dick lifts.
But that isn't true. That isn't true.
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
But why are you saying that? Like you've seen my cock or something.
How do you know I haven't? You don't know what I do when you're asleep. That's a whole nother folder.
And now the AC is on. That'll pick up nicely. I don't care anymore.
Oh, gosh. I'm serious. It's I'm sweating here and here.
That's fine. Yeah. In all of your folds. Yes. We're going to have to pull out the stick rag again.
It's bad.
Clean you up. What you need to propose is that your friend, who's all shaft, has a shaft like an axe handle.
Right.
He needs to shave off some of that shaft and give it to me.
Are you going to give him some of your...
No. His will just be addition by subtraction. If he just shaves down some of that girth, his tiny little head... You know, it looks exactly like that one monster from Beetlejuice.
I never saw.
That was like an inch big on this big body. That's exactly what his penis was. Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
You can call him Beetlejuice from now on.
I'm not. I mean, he is a nice looking man.
He'll ask why, and you'll say, because you're handsome, like vintage Michael Keaton.
Michael
Keaton. Did you watch Mr. Mom? Your heart will melt.
Oh, goodness gracious. No, that guy, he does have model good looks. I mean, he's a nice looking guy, but yeah.
Not that's... penis model good looks. But again, it's a big, beefy slab of dick, so I'm jealous.
Okay, all right.
This isn't the gayest sounding show or anything.
Oh my goodness, that is crazy. Yeah. Well, it happens.
For a second, I'm writing down the outline.
I mean, I think a lot of women get that. I mean, you get plenty of that yourself. I mean, people will just send unprompted things, you know? So, and you're a dude, so just whatever you get, imagine just multiplying that by 10, and that's what chicks get, so.
Yeah, but
it has nothing to do with me.
It's always fun, unless they're really gross. And even if they're gross, you're like, well, I got that randomly. Go me. I must be doing something right in life.
Well, I think we talked about that, too. I think from a trust aspect, I mean, it is very flattering, you know.
No, it's only flattering if you get the face.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. If you get a face and a nude.
Yeah, I mean, you just get junk. I mean, that could be anybody's junk.
The modern equivalent of... I place my hand inside yours. Don't let go.
That's right. The ultimate trust fall.
It is.
Yeah. But do you know anybody that's been shamed that way when they talk about, you know, like the photo shaming or whatever it is when you get back at an ex and you post all over the place? What's the term for that? We talked about it before for just a second.
I mean, the term is hilarious vengeance, but...
No.
Buster, get off the table. Unless you're going to be adorable into the mic, and you're not. You're just sitting there like the simpleton you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know there's girlfriendrevenge.com. That's
there's a term when you do that to someone.
I've wanted to.
Like photo shame someone.
I don't know. I've wanted to.
You have?
Once or twice, yeah. If someone's a big enough prick. Because it's more their stupidity.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But I'm Christ-like when it comes to this crap.
Yeah.
Anyone else would just be like, hey, I have a final series of Facebook posts to make at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then just dump them all out.
Yeah. I know someone, and just on the... He likes to talk like you're his one and only.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the time. Which I don't really have any respect for. I find that very unattractive when it's not true.
Well, it's because everyone should acknowledge that they're just being dirty whores. Online, it should be you're the fifth person,
like the guy
picture.
That I was telling you about, like he, the one that just rakes it all in, the narcissist or whatever.
Yeah,
like I find him very attractive, not just his appearance, but just his, how candid he is, just putting it all out there, you
and
know,
his
just
actual cylindrical instead of pyramid based penis.
Actually, he has a very nice penis.
Lovely. Why are you only showing me the ugly ones, Allison?
You were sitting right beside me. I was stunned. Like, how could this... I mean, it just went from how's the weather and, yeah, like, how do you know Jim? And then it was like, bye, yeah, here you go.
And then right back to, are you looking forward to the new Godzilla? I didn't like what they did with Matt Broderick's version.
I know. It was just so...
The monster looked silly.
Yeah.
Here's my gaped ass and sagging balls.
With a hotel bottle of shampoo in it.
Oh, did you get that photo? Did someone send that to you? Is that why you mentioned why would someone do that?
I don't want to say, but...
Oh, was it at least like a little fun Holiday Inn bottle?
heck?
No, no woman, a very twisted woman would get off on seeing an object in a man's ass. I've never even had that request.
What is the oddest request?
None, just blowing a load or something back in the day. Like, let me see your junk.
Yeah.
Let me see you whacking it.
Yeah.
And let's see how much oil is in that vein.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nothing crazy. Nothing like...
pretty basic. Meat and potatoes, nude request.
Pretend you committed suicide.
Yeah, man. Sexting like your grandparents used to do.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All American, really.
That's crazy. I mean, people don't ever request things from me, but people have shared things.
People don't request from you?
No.
I've talked to girls online. You request breasts and then vagina and then ass.
No, I said, yeah, you'll get requests, but nothing crazy. But the men will share crazy things. Like, really not good.
What have you had shared with you?
Huh?
What have you had shared with you other than a hotel bottle of shampoo?
I mean, that's a true story. That just happened.
I know, because you didn't shut up about it like yesterday. And I was like, why are you asking if I've ever shoved things in my ass? No.
I don't think I said that.
You said something to that effect. You're like, would you ever... put a shampoo bottle in your ass or something, but you didn't specify it was hotel sized. So I was just like picturing my bottle of Head and Shoulders
from Costco.
Yeah, which is built like your husband's dick over there,
like a bar stool.
Yeah, I'm like, well, how much time do I have to work up to it?
Is there any romance?
Is there a 3-day weekend?
Do we get to eat first?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, yeah, still a lot of goofy stuff. I mean,
let me work on my Kegels.
Or not.
Yeah.
Maybe you should.
Let me get those snipped.
You cut the cables to widen the gate.
Exactly. It's like once a year when they take out some glass and doors so they can move in the New Year's model of cars.
It's not going to fit. I don't
push
feel
down the side view mirrors.
Oh, you're making my face hurt. I mean,
the ear part especially.
Huh?
I said the ear part especially.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, but men are just goofy. I mean, they're crazy. I mean, they'll just whatever, really. And I think that, but that lends itself to just the nature of my personality. Somebody said, well, why would somebody send you that and just send it to you for nothing? How often does that happen?
I'm going to stop you right there. Don't flatter yourself. Every girl gets that sent to them always.
No, it's true. But I think for me, though, I think even in person, people, because I am an excellent confidant, like I just can keep
a
secret.
That's true. You've only shown me thousands of dick pictures.
There's not been thousands.
Like, I was identifying a suspect. Was it this one?
There was two.
No.
One yesterday, somebody sent it on Instagram. So do you think they don't want it to be seen? They said it's
a public Instagram. It was a DM.
But they posted, you didn't see the note that they posted.
One of these is the Anthony Weiner scandal, and the other is what he wanted to do to avoid scandal.
But he did a public posting saying, hey, I'll send it out.
Oh, there, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were guys allowed to request?
Guys didn't make comments about it busting his chops, but he's not really into dudes that I'm aware of.
Oh, darn.
I mean, there you go.
How am I going to keep my fix?
But I think because I can, you know, I'm easy to talk to. People are willing to share maybe more than they want to.
Same with the Dalai Lama.
But I would never say who that person is, you know, Mr. Neapolitan.
That's true.
Bowler hat person, you know.
I just know him as Ugly Dick. And I've seen his face, but you're not, like, giving me his number and home address to harass.
But that's you, because you're, like, my brother. I'm not going to just show that to everybody, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's how I am with Will. I'm like, look at these dick pics. You're my brother. And then we hug.
Yeah, well, I mean, you show each other boobs and stuff. I've seen
Once
boobs that you get. You know what I'm saying?
In the day, yeah.
Yes. Correct. No, but I mean, if you got something or whatever, and you say, well, look at what this chick did or what
I guess you're right. Yeah. I've always felt that if you get something,
yeah,
you violate trust by ever sending it via anything ever, you know, like, because then it can get snagged by the cell phone company.
Yeah.
The NSA will get their fifth copy of it.
Yeah.
Email records, etc. But if you're simply like, here's my phone, check this out.
Yeah. But the other thing is that I don't really know that person. I don't know either. I don't know either of those people.
If it's someone you know in real life, you're not showing it off.
Absolutely
unless
not.
You've had a beer or two and you're looking to get a third one free.
No, but neither of those people do I know. The one is just a friend of a friend. Like, I don't even know that person.
Yeah,
they were
he
like,
still feels safe enough with you to show you his penis.
I mean, I think that's not with this person. He's just an exhibitionist,
trust,
I guess.
Trust is beautiful.
But the other person, I mean, they're both kind of just exhibitionists, I think. You know, we'll just, hey, here's all my bells and whistles.
Okay, I'll ask you this, since this is apparently the dick photo episode, and we don't need an outline. We're just going to ride this dick pony to the finish line.
Yeah.
All right. How many guys, what percentage would you say, sorry, the cat is shaking his big tail, seeing some prey out there, and it's actually fanning me. I feel like Cleopatra right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The cat walks by, and you just feel like a gust of wind because it's so darn hot in here.
It's brutal. I'm starting to get like droplets of sweat down my ribs.
My eyelids are sweating.
We are messes. And it's hot, but we are messes.
Yeah.
All right. What percentage of guys sending you hog pics shouldn't be in terms of the size of the object? Like, they're doing it all wrong. Like, there's a Coke can right next to it for a perfect sense of perspective. And you're like, oh, dear.
Honestly, though.
Or if you're showing it off, is it always the dude's packing?
I mean, I don't actually ever ask for that. You know what I mean? Not that I haven't.
No, I'm just saying,
many are hideous?
No, you get like 100 a day.
Yeah, but that's not true.
What percentage of the 100?
Yeah.
And I did it out of 100, so you can just give me a number, and that would be the percentage.
Yeah.
What percentage are like really small?
Really small?
Like a three-knuckle hinge that you would see on a house door. For all you carpenters out there, you're welcome. That joke killed.
I don't think so. I don't think those people want to show it off.
Okay, so if a guy's showing it off... So you're saying, like, I'm Rosa Parks brave, pretty much.
But you don't have a small penis, so.
I mean, when you hear those really, really low numbers that they give out as the average.
Yeah. But
because,
that's not. That's
because
true.
The Mexicans and the Asians are weighing us down. I guess I'm, like, okay. Although I'm slowly approaching that number because I'm gaining weight.
Yeah, but 4 to 6 is what they say.
And
is
so the blood flow that used to go to my dick is now just stuck like in my gut, in my tits.
And I think that what we consider big or what men consider big, they can be above average.
Like a 14. Yeah. I'm not crazy.
Oh, my goodness. So when you misplace a shoebox.
Yeah. What you're saying. That's like a Barbie home for my penis.
Oh, goodness gracious. No, I think that, someone could be 6 and you think, wow, they're big, you know, and that's because they're on the larger end of a couple inches makes a big difference for a very small body part, you know, comparatively speaking to an arm or a leg or whatever.
So that's why the guys like the Asian gals. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because you could shove anything in there. They'll go.
Well, that's their culture. So,
I mean,
you could just
movies.
Reveal yourself. And they're like, oh, Godzilla! No! I can't! Oh, I hurt!
It's always that half-crying sound. They never sound like they're having fun. It's
no,
always like
but I think that's
them.
Part of it, because they do a lot of, like, seduction kind of things, too. So it's a lot of, like, the women don't want it.
What? So you've seduced them, and now it sounds like you're raping them?
That's what
in
they...
In their butt? Ah! Yeah, I guess you're right. They put a sexy spin on the sad.
I don't
it
know.
It isn't some broad sea caucus at a truck stop going, ah, you're ripping it.
Oh, my goodness. No. I mean, I don't know. Can't tell you.
You really don't see small ones. All right.
I mean...
I figure that has to happen, again, given the vast number.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you're like a quality inspector, quality control inspector at an egg production
facility. I think, though, even if someone is probably not, you know what? They're not showing their hands, or they're not showing, you know what I mean?
Oh, so they're just soccering.
And then you just see a TV in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can't see what's on the TV. You know what I mean? So you think, well, you know, he's probably healthy.
Just a basketball game with Bugsy Moogs playing. Like, compared to that baller, he's gigantic.
But yeah, they're not showing their arms or legs. It's just surrounded by sheets and whatever. So you're not
Wilt
seeing
the Stilt
any...
and Conan the Destroyer.
So, but I mean, there's never been anything like microscopic, or you think, wow, like, does that even work? I mean, I've never had.
Has
that.
Anyone ever
seen? I mean, I've seen it as a nurse.
Oh, yeah. Microphallus.
Yeah, or none. I mean, somebody had none. So there's.
I mean, what happened? Was there a bear attack?
That's what it was. He was fishing. Got a little too close.
He had a picnic basket in his lap.
No, he had it removed.
What? I thought you meant, like, figuratively, metaphorically, nothing.
No, it was really...
Nothing? No. It just looked like the Eye of Sauron?
Ken. It looked like Ken.
Oh, what? Everything was gone? Or was the bag there, at least? Like, I...
Why would you want just the bag? Isn't that going to be an awful, awful reminder of what used to sit on that throne?
No, it's like, do you want your arm amputated to the elbow or... taking off the entire shoulder blade too.
Yeah, because in summer you think, hey, I miss my bean bag, getting all sweaty and clinging to my thighs.
I would miss the bag, yeah.
I miss biking and then I would just and having to lift my nuts up on my lap.
I would have a whole bag based game repertoire. I'd be like, isn't it really manly when a guy has a big bag? And the chick would be like, yeah, but talk about your dick. No, I'm all about bag talk.
Oh, that would be horrible.
That's
I
what
just
makes
say,
the
take
sperm.
The whole darn
that's,
thing.
That's the real virility, the bag.
No. You would not want that just hanging around.
I mean,
maybe
can you
we
imagine
should
him
take a poll.
Sexting just bag pictures? He's like, I like to tease. You're just getting the bag.
You could put the bag on some Barbie furniture and just your bean bag on a sofa. It's in the Barbie Corvette.
Two Barbie chairs. Yeah. Lefty ride shotgun.
Oh, gosh, that's horrible. That's nasty. You're going to want your bag gone, too.
Well, was his bag there? It was all gone?
Yes.
What
Don't
disease
make me laugh.
Did he have? Is it a disease where you burn down a church and God punishes you? What?
I'm pretty sure he's not going to save it.
God. There's no way you can do anything in life
you
that
can.
Warrants
you, can,
you.
You can bike. You can wear tighter
no,
shorts.
You having that done to you, though.
You got to be good with your hands. He had a 6-inch tongue and he could breathe through his
like,
ears.
If that happened to me, it would be that scene in the movie where a guy goes evil and he just screams like, no. And then he looks up at the heavens and his eyes are all black and you see like an icon shatter. And then a cross bursts into flame and the holy water boils. It'd be like the devil's advocate at the end where Al Pacino is like, this is who I am. That would be me in the hospital bed if I wake up without my shaft and bag.
We're going to need some restraints.
I would lose
in room
it.
202.
I would lose it. Because what are they going to do? Hit you in your genitals to subdue you?
That's what I'm saying. You can take a lot of punches now.
You're the ultimate fighter.
What's wrong with that? Oh, that's
And then
horrible.
Some guy comes in wearing a cup, and he's like, I can do the same thing. Yeah. Oh, I wish I thought of that.
Oh, my.
Was he upbeat, at least?
Huh?
Was he upbeat?
He was old, so, I mean.
How old?
I mean, you could give him a butterscotch candy, and he's happy.
If I had that removed, I would hope I'd be at least 120.
You're like, when you fill that balloon... And the top stretches. Hang me with it.
I don't think, just for the sake of curiosity, I would want a bag and shaftiectomy on my deathbed.
But the thing is...
Just to satisfy that curiosity.
You'd be the type of guy to ask for it and say, hey, now that it's gone, can I have it back? And then we find you hanging from it in your hospital room.
I just shove it in my mouth to choke myself like I stole from a Colombian drug lord.
What a way to go. At least it was big enough to choke on.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I've seen the way I eat. Maybe I could get it all down.
Oh, my gosh. It's too hot to laugh. My arms are sticky. This is horrible. Oh, my golly. Yeah. But.
All right. All right. What can we do a 10-minute bit on? We have the guy who kicked a cat in New York. Let's do that. Okay. That bit isn't going to age like fine wine.
Oh, that's horrible.
We were listening to this on Opie and Anthony.
But it was all over. I mean, it's been all over. They've been talking about it on the news and other news programs and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's one of those deals where it happened in New York, so all these New York-based shows like Stern and Opie and Anthony will talk about it heavily. But and because, again, it's in New York, it gets national traction. Like, if this guy did it in the OKC, I don't think it's becoming a national story. But some piece of human refuse, a 21-year-old kid, just piece of crap.
Yeah.
He's filmed by his friends. If you haven't heard the story, he's filmed by a couple friends luring. He's in Bedford-Stuyvesant, the projects.
Yeah.
He lures this cat out. Now, this is the friendliest cat on earth because this piece of ghetto trash is like, come here, kitty. Yeah. And the cat actually trusts him enough.
Yeah.
And as soon as the cat comes up to him, he boots the thing like 20 feet and it goes flying. And then he does like a mock field goal celebration.
This is not good.
It's not. He's trash, man. Yeah. And I was thinking what this the whole thing is, he got caught and the happy news is they found the cat and they're like, the cat's actually all right.
Yeah.
And
but I mean, he should be thankful that it's fine, because imagine if it was not fine.
Well, like, I wish it had been screwed up, but they fixed it, because had it been screwed up, it would have been like felony animal cruelty instead of misdemeanor. And his bitch whore mother is like, of course the cat's fine. Like, it's the cat's fault. Like, you should just be able to kick a cat. And that's a thing.
No.
And I was just thinking, at what age should you, if you're not a piece of human ass, like, not want to harm an animal in really any way, shape, or form? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not a saint.
Even toddlers, they don't want to hurt the animal. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're just manipulating. They don't want to break your vase. They know that they have an awareness that, hey, they're not supposed to touch the vase. They're not supposed to get up on the table. But they don't really think they're going to hurt it. They just want to touch it or whatever. And that's the same with little kids. But they know very early on, you have this innate sense of right and wrong. You know, not to do something like that, not to hurt another person or whatever.
But you can tell what a piece of crap home he comes from, where the mom isn't like, wow, my kid is effed up. What did I do wrong? She's like, yeah, of course the cat, fine.
But that's how she treats her son.
Guess the race based on that impression. That's a fun
No, but
game.
That's what I think he's probably treated that way, too. Like, of course you're fine. And of course you're fine. And he's probably
the kid is treated like he can do no wrong. All I know is if I had done that to an animal, and it became a national story, my old man, rest his child smacking soul, his hands wouldn't be off my throat except when the cameras were on. Just be like, is this interview done? Is there a trailer I can walk behind to continue to Homer
But your mom
Simpson
wouldn't do that. Your mom would still love you anyway. And she would blame it on something else. Like, he didn't get his show syndicated. He didn't get that writing deal for Stern. He didn't.
I like all those so far. Summarize everything that's gone wrong in
And
my
that's
life.
Why he uses puppies as frisbees. You know, it's not really his fault. He cut back on his summy. He
I
was
like
on a
how
half
you're
dose.
Listing my real failures to compensate for a hypothetical issue. You're like, yeah, he's got a fat chest and a small dick. So what? He's my boy. Thanks, Allison.
That's why he snaps hamsters in half.
Test your might.
Oh, goodness. That's horrible. No, I think that's terrible. So what happened to him?
I mean, he's probably not going to get that much of a punishment. There simply isn't a ton that can be done legally to him, which blows my mind.
But I think he's getting enough of, you know what I mean? That's like some a pedophile
well, I know the cover
going
of the
prison,
post was just
so
saying,
he's
you
just
pussy.
He's going to get it regardless of what the law did, you know? So he has to serve time, you know? But the
I don't
neighborhood
think he's going
never...
to prison. It's not like he touched a kid.
Although, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, the neighborhood's going to kind of take care of it, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe. Not his particular neighborhood, but it's getting so much media attention.
Oh, yeah. The white people, yeah. the uppity rich white people that love their animals. Well, yeah. This is the first time a black person's ever done wrong in their eyes.
I'm just saying that's...
I love it. It's like a black dude commits any other sort of crime, like a black dude from the ghetto. It's like, well, you have to understand the socioeconomic blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, black dude kicks a cat. It's like, that mother effer needs to hang. Yes, I know what I said.
I mean, people do love their cats, but... You know.
I'd feel this way had he kicked a dog. Don't think it's just a weird cat lady thing.
No, I mean, it's just any animal, really. No, but I think the community or the around, you know what I mean? Because it's gotten so much publicity. Adam Sandler sent out a tweet and it said, you know, he doesn't beat his kids and, you know, he sends them to school in Crocs and a Justin Bieber t-shirt and lets the other kids take care of it. And that's kind of where he's at. You know, if he goes out beyond his own comfort zone and beyond his own buffer of his own family and his own friends, everybody knows who this guy is. And he's just, you know...
he'll get it.
Yeah,
he'll get his.
I mean, he's not making friends by doing this. It's not like some savant 3-year-old playing the violin where everybody's clapping everywhere she goes.
Are you all right, Mr. Frog?
It's so damn hot in here.
Do you have some flies to eat? I didn't realize your throat's sweating now.
I think it's drying up. That's what's happening. Oh goodness, it's bad, 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 bad. Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just thinking, the last time I heard an animal, I was probably 10, and my old man was growing cucumbers in the backyard, and I had one in hand, and a huge toad was jumping around, and I dropped it on the toad's back, and, like, he just went mid-stretch and then, like, kind of stopped there, yeah. And I was like, oh, did I break his back? And I immediately felt remorse. I think he moved away or was eaten by a snake, because I checked on him later in the night. Either way, he had some means of locomotion to escape. And ever since then, I mean...
Like, you couldn't limp to survival after you fell somewhere, and they think, ah, he's probably fine.
Like, he's just gut shot. He's Tim Roth in Reservoir Dogs, just crawled away, ear chopped off. Ah, he'll be all right. Actually, Tim Roth's ears were fine. It was the other cop.
Yeah.
Faux pas. The episode was so close to good. Wow. And I just flushed. Now I've gone and thrown it all away.
Yes, darling.
All right, let's end this bitch.
All right.
That was gold. Thank you for all your misshapen dicks getting us 45 minutes of material.
There was one odd-looking penis. I mean, it was just...
Again,
I don't even know
look at
that
the back
person.
Of a dollar bill. It's like E pluribus penis. That's what this dick looked like.
Yes.
This was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank. You want to tweet us? Why wouldn't you? And Instagram us? We're all... Yeah. All kinds of active on that, at Papa's Basement for me on both sites. Allison Frank is very, very active on Twitter, especially Instagram, though.
Yeah.
You post a lot of, you're into juicing, you do the juice pictures,
yes,
a lot of cleavage pictures, too.
When?
Earlier Never. Today, you showed me a picture of you with a shot glass of fruit juice between your cans, and you're like, now come up with a caption for this, but a clean caption, you mental patient, as if there were such a thing. I suggested fill her up, boys.
Not
but you did
good.
Not like my
I mean, my grandmother's
comment.
Not going to like it.
Your grandma's not going to like seeing half of your jugs out, period.
But it's filled with homemade juice.
You're insane.
It does the body good.
You don't see someone trying to sell a toy by placing it inside a gaped ass. And
no,
saying,
because
look, just talk
that
about
doesn't
the
have
toy.
Mainstream appeal, but boobs do. You know, even if there's not a boob man, he can recognize.
Yeah, but don't say that. Don't try to get some sort of non-racy caption. If I'm selling a product and the picture is a chick deep-throating banana.
Yes.
I'm not going to caption
do
it
the
with,
body.
Aren't puppies the best?
They are the best. Don't kick one.
How about those Bruins?
What's wrong with that? Skip the dogs. Bring a banana to the game.
InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. Go there for all the updates, be it writing or the two episodes we post a week on average.
Yeah.
Only one this week. Sorry. Busy. InPapa'sBasement.com/iTunes for all the iTunes or other podcast subscribers out there. That's the best way to keep abreast of us. Please give us a review. Oh my God, please, please, please. I wish I could say it paid out, but it doesn't. Yeah. Just take the time to give us a good review and subscribe. And last but not least, iTunes.com/Stitcher. That's a nice little phone app. Again, if you're not doing the iTunes thing. Yeah. Until the next time.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way.